founded this show back in 2009. A group of us up here in Woodward did. We founded the show, and we had to wait till 2012 to have a facility here in Woodward. Their plans were already underway to build a Woodward Conference Center here in Woodward, and just didn't have any other facilities to house a show this size. So our inaugural show was in 2012. This will be our fifth show, and so far so good.
What prompted you to get involved in the creation of the show?
It's a good question. I was coming back from Oklahoma City from the Marginal Well show, and I'd served on a Compressor Institute committee up in Liberal, Kansas previously, and I realized that there were no trade shows between Oklahoma City and Denver that dealt with exploration, production, and drilling. And that's the reason that we decided to explore the opportunity to start a show here in Woodward. Woodward is a service hub and a production hub and a drilling hub for northwest Oklahoma and really the tri-state area. And that's the reason that we decided that Woodward would be a good fit for this event.
Yeah, you draw from southwest Kansas and the Texas Panhandle. Quite a few people are in the industry there, don't you?
Yeah, we draw from all over the tri-state area, mostly from the Texas Panhandle and northwest Oklahoma, central Oklahoma. This year we have 45 exhibitors. The show sold out, and most of the exhibitors are coming in from central and northwest Oklahoma. And our golf tournament that we have every year to raise money for scholarships, it's also sold out with 45 teams. And last year, it's kind of amazing, Jerry. Last year we had 42 exhibit spaces and 42 golf teams. This year we have 45 and 45.
What's interesting to me is with the downturn, but maybe a little resurgence here in the last several months, that there is so much interest and that you are sold out. Does that surprise you?
Well, it does a little bit. The activity in the Mississippi down around southern Woodward County and western Dewey County, there's pretty good play going on there, and of course the stack down between Watonga and Kingfisher. That surprised me a little bit, but really the man that we honor here every year, Bobby Joe Cudd, is a reason that a lot of people come back, because Bobby Joe was an icon in this industry and really worldwide, and they come back to kind of pay tribute to Bobby Joe and his family, and his family turns out in droves for this event every year, and they bought into what we're doing here to raise money for scholarships and to serve the industry that all of us are a part of. But I think it's probably twofold, Jerry. It's for the play that's going on right now in the Mississippi and the Stack, and also to honor the legacy of Bobby Joe Cudd. We're going to start off the day at 10 o'clock with our energy headline panel. It's going to be moderated by Adam Wilmoth from the Oklahoman. He's the energy editor at the Oklahoman. Seated on that panel are Dana Murphy, Oklahoma Corporation Commission, Senator A.J. Griffin from Guthrie, and Mike Sanders from Kingfisher. And at 10:30, Cliff Harris, former Dallas Cowboy, and he's currently with Energy Transfer Technologies in Dallas, is going to address our convention. That will be followed by a free lunch from Balon Vow from 11:30 to 1. And then at 1:15, Scott Goodwin, the Vice President of Operations for Four Point Energy in Denver, will address our convention. And as you know, Four Point Energy has become a major player in the tri-state area. Recently acquired 3,600 properties from Chesapeake Energy, and they're operating 2,400 of those. They have a drilling program going on right now, and we'll be interested to hear what Scott has to say about their immediate future and as well as long